Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a secret. I think you want to know. A dirty little secret. Secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Friday. Motherfucking Friday.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's the secret show. Fuckers. Meet the fuckers. That's us. It's Friday, July 21st, 2023.
Yeah, it is.
Four of us is Sarah and Vinny, Alex and Brittany. We all rhyme. And
okay, now listen.
Okay. Oh, sure.
I know we've gone over and over the V-Hail thing. And hi,
just
Maria.
To play that.
She's just yelling.
The V-Hail thing is for me, it's the big event of the week.
Agreed.
I absolutely, for her to just be like, oh, you guys, I have something to tell you. And then it's that. Like, wow, it was great. So when you hear Wednesday's show, and if you hear them in order, then you already have. But.
Mm-hmm.
That was the I don't know how we handle. We don't have anything to drop on you that big. I guess we should get to a bad advice because it was big.
You know what's going to be nice about her if she continues to buddy fuck this guy is that she's the only unmarried. Well, I guess Bryn's technically not married, although.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's been partnered up for a long time.
Yeah.
Now.
So we'll get to hear, you know, look. I'm perfectly happily married, but I want to hear about brand new, you know, can't get enough of your dick sex as anybody. You know, that's just fun to hear about.
You know
that horniness.
I want to preface what I'm about to say by saying that I am a big V. Hale fan.
Oh, yeah.
I've grown to love her. I support her. I root for her. I also think she is so full of shit. Like, total...
Oh.
Horse shit was coming out of her mouth. And I know that it's
what,
her.
In regards to what?
I'm getting there. Give me a second.
All right.
She is sitting there telling us, nah, not this guy. This guy's not worth that. This guy's a cheetah. This guy's that. This guy's. She's going to fuck him again and again and again. And she's going to fight that she likes him the whole goddamn time. It's not going
to
go well.
She has to like him enough to fuck him, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's a good looking dude.
Yep.
If you look, I don't know about everybody. I can definitely fuck for sport. I can. It's not something I've done a lot in my life, but I absolutely don't have to be in love with someone to fuck them. That said, if I start boning you a lot, I'm going to start to like you.
Well,
and
maybe
more
he'll
than
like
likely
her too, right?
What's
right.
that?
Maybe they'll both get to that place.
I don't know that everybody is like that. I think there are plenty of guys who can bone for sport for years on end.
And they've just never turned the emotional dial on.
And they've never gotten to that place where they're like, I don't want you to be with anyone else, and I want us to be together. Like, they can just be like, well, no, if you're going to ask me for more, then I'm going to go.
Yeah.
And I think even often, and that could be go for guys or girls, but I think often the partner.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
That they can feel that. They're like, if I ask for more, this guy's going to fucking bail me. Or that girl's going to bail me.
Right.
Like, I can feel it. If I say, you know, where are we going with this? He's going to say.
Nowhere. Got to go.
Right. Right. So I hope
Get
for her
car.
Sake here early on that this thing is either going to be something that she hopes it is, or she's going to recognize that she's going to end up liking him and says, I can't do this anymore.
So you don't believe that she knows herself and this guy well enough to be able to purely fuck buddy this guy.
I think she talked the game as she needs to. on our show and with us and with herself, but I fear that she's been talking about how she's worked on herself,
how she wants a relationship. Partner. Yeah.
She wants to be with someone cool. And here's a guy, they have radio in common, and they're also, they have sex in common. They seem to like that. So, you know, where does it go from here? I hope it goes well. That's all I'm saying. And I don't mean to, I'm not trying to call her a liar. I just think that in her head, she's having to say, this can't be anything, so I need to keep repeating that. You know how we do that?
She's convincing herself.
I'm not scared. I'm not scared. Oh my God, I'm so scared. You know, that kind of stuff where you're like, you hope if you say it enough times, it will come true.
Well, I mean, I hope you're wrong, because I do, even just looking at him, I have to say, he just looks like that guy, you know? Yeah. So I don't like him for her, and I hope that it is and stays just the sex, and that our girl doesn't get her heart stomped on.
I think that if I were someone she listened to or confided in, my response to her might be something like, yeah, like one or two more times and then call it. Don't keep going there, because you're going to end up really liking the guy and he's going to end up burning you.
Or you're going to end up just not liking you around that person. You know what I mean?
Maybe.
Like, so look, I do feel though, after 2.5 years, getting some needed to happen. She needed to do that. That's a good steamblower offer. I'm actually more surprised. First of all, I think it's amazing that she was able to go, yeah, no, I'm not going to get there and I'm not going to lie about it. And I'm going to, because it is so hard to come the first time that you're with somebody. There's just too much distraction. She didn't bother to pull out her vibrator, right? Didn't even try. So then, but then I'm surprised that she went home and didn't get what she needed. Maybe she didn't need it. Maybe she gives it to herself so much that she was just like, that was an experience I had. It was a standalone and I didn't need to go relieve any tension when I got home.
Yeah, I don't know, but I'm worried about her, but I'm glad to hear that she got off that sort of, the sideline is a bad place to be for too long, I think.
Yes, I agree, because then it makes the whole thing, there becomes an air of desperation about it, you know what I mean? Like, I've been holding on to myself so tightly for so long, waiting for the one, that puts so much pressure on the perceived the one. When you do finally, so I'm glad that she's sort of quote unquote sport fucking this guy. Mm-hmm. And then whether or not it turns problematic down the line, at least she's not on the sidelines. I'm with you. I think that that's a girl like her. She's into it, you know, like she needed to go get that.
I definitely sat on a sideline while I was doing some work on myself for a while. And it wasn't, I didn't have an air of desperation about me, but what I did have is an air of, I forgot how to do that.
And like sober. There was
a point where I just wanted to be with someone because I needed to get off the sideline and just practice. And I didn't do it in a mean way. Like the lady wanted to be with me and I wanted to be with her. But it was also clear we weren't going to be a thing. And it was fun for everyone involved and no one was hurt. But it was definitely for me just getting off the sideline and being like, oh, yeah, I can kiss. I forgot. I was a. It felt like I forgot how to kiss, even, you know?
The Phyllis the Brandy. You're a fine, you're a fine girl.
Okay. Well, it wasn't Brandy, but thank you.
It was Brandy. All right. Here's a little something that's going to make you mad, Vinny.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Hi, crew.
Just what I needed.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, crew. My husband and I have been listening to The Secret Show for the past 11 years, and we love you all so much. So far, so good, right?
Yeah.
We have two young kids and we're pretty good at getting it in sex several times a week. When Vinny says he and his wife aren't able to do it when the kids are home, I'm perplexed. Isn't that what screens and TV are for? Let the kids watch or play a game on the iPad and get it in. Love you guys. XOXO.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm not quite sure what she thinks I'm supposed to say to that. This is clearly a problem for my... Like, I should bring my missus in and put her on the mic and let her answer that. I don't know why. I don't know what the heck. She likes.
So you're
this-
saying screen? They could have all the screen time they wanted if, while that was happening, you guys could run into the bedroom.
I want
quick
some and- Nook. Yeah, I absolutely yeah. want some Nook once a week. I've said that the bare minimum needs to be once a week, and I don't care if it's 2 in the morning or 2 in the afternoon. You let me know when works for you, and I'll make sure I'm there, clean and ready to go.
Vinny, you need to start sexting her with not pictures of your dick. With,
you know,
with sexy time. Like, I just watched you walk past the door, and it's like you're a fucking magnet. I am so into just the way your hips sway. But then just leave it at that, right?
I like now what you're saying, but we've created a problem in that.
Uh-oh.
She has signed all of her devices into the messages. So whether it's I don't send D-pics and I don't send sex because my kids will end up on one of her devices and they go through her shit. They just do.
How dare they?
And if I send it, it happened and like now I know Isla can read. There's no question. She's a great reader and there isn't anything she'd miss.
Right.
If I sent a text, she would see exactly what I've written. It wouldn't
is
be
she
like
going to be 10 this year. Is that possible?
Yeah,
oh my God.
She is so much more grown up than she should be for 10 too. Like,
you know what though? She is in those magic years, 8 to 12. Those are the fucking magic kid adventure, Harry Potter, the best fucking years. Everything's still magic. Definitely do not steal the magic from her by sexting your wife. I take it all back.
She
Forget
is rad.
About it.
I'll tell you, I took her to the beach I don't know what Sunday it was of our vacation, but one of the nights I took her to the beach. We have a little apartment there that I had before we before Isla was even born. I had that little apartment. And I even had that moment where I was like, when we got pregnant, I remember being in the apartment going, how rad will it be when I can hang out with my kid here at this place on the beach and we can go down to the water? And then there I was doing it with my 9-year-old daughter. And we're walking down to the beach to go jump in the ocean. And she is beaming with a smile on her face. And she's like, this is so fun, Dad. I'm so stoked. And the sun is setting and we're walking down for a swim. And I was like, this is probably the raddest dad moment I've had, maybe ever, but at least one of it's in the record books. Is like,
that is lovely.
This is what I dreamed about. And I, by the way, I posted pictures from that night on my Instagram if you want to see them.
At Vin Hassan,
but they're on there. And that's it's just, yes, I'm enjoying it for sure, but it's fucked up my sex life entirely. So, whoever lady sent that in, good for you. But it's just
it's a trade, right?
It's not a trade. I don't want to trade it.
It's all too late. You have done it.
I'll do it in the backyard while the kid. I don't care. You tell me where
behind
and when
the shed.
I'm in.
Yeah.
Oh, I see the. There you guys are with the boardwalk and the
on the side yard, over the bent over the trash cans at 4 in the morning. I'm in.
Oh, this is when you'll have sex with your wife.
Whenever.
Whoever it takes, wherever it breaks, yeah.
I love these pictures. There's just 3 of them. They're the last thing you posted on there. This is, first of all, that kid, she is in the she's in those betweener years. She's not a kid anymore, but she's also not in puberty. Like, that is
she is at that
magic.
Age where she's like, someone shoved horse teeth in my little mouth.
She does have some big ass teeth. I didn't want to say it, but she's so freaking cute. And she has so much of both of you in her. She looks just like when I look for the Vinny stuff, there it is. When I look for the Christina stuff, there it is. It's just, I'm so happy for you, Vinny. And I always hoped that you would, you know, I remember when you came back and you said, I will marry, I will have children. And Yuzi and I looked at each other and went, I wonder if that's true.
That never happened.
It
but
did.
Anyway.
And you got it all. I'm so happy that you had the beautiful house, the beautiful wife. How
anyway,
did I get here?
We're not getting to bad advice and we need to. Let's read one.
I just did it. It was the
Oh, it was bad advice for Vinny.
Bad advice for Vinny.
That was the bad advice?
They were giving you the bad advice. Let the kids watch or play a game on the iPad and stick your dick in. Oh, what she says here. So, all right, you guys, listen, super fun week. Thank you so much for listening to The Secret Show. And next week, I promise, we'll maybe every day. Let's do a week where every single day we get to a bad advice.
I'm excited. We got to help Vinny. Okay. That was great.
Yes, I like helping Vinny.
I guess we're taking bad advice too. We're going to go ahead and ask for bad advice for ourselves.
You please, if you could send us your bad advice for us, that's more than
we'll
welcome.
Take that too.
But we really do need you to send us your problems, or we wind up giving bad advice for ourselves. So, Bryn, Bryn, at RadioAlice.com. And actually, on Monday, I have one here titled, "Is My Relationship Weird and Unhealthy?" Ooh. So we'll be able to help that person out.
Most likely, yes.
I'll definitely be able to help that person with that one, yeah.
And if you're asking that question, I'm going to jump. My snap judge is, yeah, probably.
Yeah, most likely. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.
The end.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.